Meantime, EU leaders are meeting to coordinate tougher action against Moscow. Rosie Bouchard in Brussels has more on the new sanctions being considered to stop Russia from escalating the conflict further.
They are in talks as we speak in this building, really talks that were called on an emergency basis to try and come together and try and plot their next move on this very complex geopolitical chessboard. Some leaders did address that exact question on their way in. We heard the Belgian Prime Minister, for example, Alexander De Croo, saying he thought, while Russian President Vladimir Putin might pretend he wasn't surprised by the extent of these sanctions, that in fact he would be when he realized the extent on the Russian economy. Still, there has been plenty of criticism levelled at the EU that this might not be enough. We have heard, for example, from Ukraine. Ukraine is calling on the EU to include the SWIFT payment system in its sanctions, so to essentially cut Russia off from that system. That is something we understand, at least that's what diplomats have told me, that is not likely to be in this sanctions package, although the EU says it's still trying to essentially keep something up its sleeve. And what some critics are asking is, what else are they waiting for? You know, we're really experiencing a war in Europe, and I think what differentiates this situation for the European Union than in Asia or in the United States, for example, is that this is really on the borders of the EU. I was just talking to a colleague from Polish television that talked about people in Poland hearing explosions from across the border. So this is really an issue that's extremely close to home, and that really was highlighted by those Baltic and Eastern European leaders as they came in. Let's hear now from the Polish and Latvian leaders about what they had to say on the way in.
Talking is cheap. Enough of this cheap talking. There is enough of naivety around us, triviality. We have to stop it. How can we stop it? We have to be very united around sanctions. We have to be united around massive sanctions, severe sanctions on Putin, on Russia.
We need to say very clearly to Putin that this is by no means acceptable. And the general direction is to isolate ever more Putin and his regime from the rest of the world through the various sanctions. History has seen before in World War II a deluded autocrat creating misery for millions. We're seeing the same thing today.
So a very somber mood here in Brussels today. And I've just heard from one EU official that the EU leaders were joined by video conference by the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And they told me that that was a rather intimate exchange in which the Ukrainian president essentially appealed for help in a very difficult time. So a lot of concern and a lot of uncertainty moving forward here. We're not sure when these talks will wrap up. It could be in the next hour. It could be hours yet still to come. What leaders are now discussing is what they do next. They've agreed on a package of sanctions to be approved in the coming hours, but they need to now work out what comes after this and what can they do if those sanctions don't work.